USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Before leaving Washington for holiday, President Biden tried to ease American minds with the hope of lower gas prices someday.
Our combined actions will not solve the problem of high gas prices overnight. It will make a difference. My effort to combat climate change is not raising the price of gas.
The president tapped into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and released 50 million barrels of oil. At our current consumption rate, that's enough oil for 2.5 days. Following more than 2 weeks of court proceedings and testimony from 23 witnesses, jurors in the Ahmaud Arbery trial are set to begin their second day of deliberations Wednesday. Travis McMichael, his father Gregory McMichael, and neighbor William Bryan are standing trial on murder charges related to the shooting of Arbery just outside Brunswick, Georgia, February 23, 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
The State Department announced Taiwan is among the 110 invitees in its upcoming democracy summit. Taiwan was invited to join other nations, including the United Kingdom and Japan, at the December 9th through 10th virtual summit. It should be noted the final list leaves out several U.S. partners, such as Turkey, a member of NATO. It's Thanksgiving at the Bidens.
It's the first couple's first Thanksgiving as President and First Lady.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe.
President Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden will be eating their turkey on Nantucket, which is a family tradition. They arrived there on Tuesday evening after some community service at the D.C. Central Kitchen. The Biden family has celebrated Thanksgiving on the tiny Massachusetts island since 1975. They only missed the trip last year because of the pandemic. And from the USA Radio News New England Bureau, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A judge in Waukesha, Wisconsin, set bail at $5 million for Daryl Brooks, the man accused of driving his SUV into pedestrians at a Christmas parade, intentionally killing them. Brooks will face 6 counts of murder, with prosecutors announcing the death of an 8-year-old boy on Tuesday. The prosecutor announced Mr. Brooks' lengthy criminal record at his bail hearing. Prosecutor Ms. Hopper.
As the bail recommendation, Your Honor, I'd like the court to be aware of a prior criminal history as it relates to Mr. Brooks. I can advise the court he has an arrest record from 3 states to include Wisconsin, Nevada, and Georgia. Starting with the state of Wisconsin, the record begins in 2000. There was a conviction in that year for substantial battery, party to a crime. A prison sentence was imposed but stayed for 3 years probation and 6 months condition time. 2002, conviction for possession of marijuana as a repeat offender, sentenced to 50 days in the House of Correction. 2003, misdemeanor conviction for resisting obstructing, sentenced to 20 days in the House of Correction. 2005, there's an arrest from Langlade County. Ultimately, he was convicted of a county ordinance violation for disorderly conduct. What's remarkable about that is that he failed to pay the fine, so he was ordered to serve 30 days in jail on the non-payment.
Mr. Brooks' criminal record continued on, as we don't have enough time to announce it all. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.